bones.
Going.
Bring the dog.
It's disgusting. I've never had it. It's fine.
I think you could. I think you could turn this into a, an industry.
No.
You could.
No.
You could probably get like a little sideline going with swingers.
No.
At times for this public hearing.
Funny you ask. We hired 5. One already quit. Yesterday, of the 3 housekeepers that we had scheduled, all 3 quit. So I went down with my daughter and my mother to do it. Which was actually not bad. My sister-in-law had a baby. I should take 2 days off. It's just stupid stuff.
And is it the ones of the other choices are too loyal to? They
probably
jump ship.
Yeah, get the good ones from the other places. I don't know. I don't know. We have 1 of the 5. It's really good.
I think so far. It's the Lincoln.
I know. Not well. This was an unusual circumstance. One didn't actually come in, and she's at home because she was pregnant, and she's kind of under the boundary. Yeah. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. And I'm not even doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a public hearing scheduled this evening concerning ordinance H-18. Is there anyone wishing to speak to this open hearing this evening? If so, raise your hand and you'll be sworn in. Our council doesn't need to, and since there's no one else here, I think without anyone with questions or comments, we'll go ahead and close this public hearing. We'll move on to our regular meeting. If you would stand with me, please, we'll have a word of prayer before we begin. Dear Lord, thank you for providing a country, a state, and a community where things that happen in our town we hope are going to be for the good of all. Help us to do things in the manner that you think would be best. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have roll call, please.
Shu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Asperis Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asperis Sr.
Here.
Korfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our last meeting from October 1st. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? No? Yes, sir.
I move we approve them as posted.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson.
Abstain.
Asparis Jr. Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening, so I'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one item regarding finance this evening. Director Strumlin and her team has prepared the 2019 temporary appropriations calendar, and it's virtually the same as our 2019 budget that we passed few weeks back. I will just say that workbooks will be to council on November 19th, and then we will also have first reading that evening on the 19th, and then December 3rd we will have second reading, and then third and final reading will be on December 17th. So if no one has a problem with that calendar, I would like to make a motion to accept the 2019 temporary appropriations calendar.
Second, Mr. Shu.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
And that's all I have this evening, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Corkman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has been reported.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report tonight.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shu.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I will mention, and Mr. Wheeler will probably follow up with a little more detail, that the road projects are reaching completion in some areas like Walnut and Chestnut and East Paradise. I think they'll wrap up most of that this week if the weather holds, and I'll let you elaborate on the rest when it's your turn.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, sir.
Thanks. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met, and we have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two items tonight. Number one would be just to read our Employee of the Month for October. And that is Kyle Miller. Kyle works for the Power Plant Distribution Department and has worked for Orville since May 1st, 2017. He's a B lineman with experience brought in from working for contractors and for Wadsworth Utilities. He is originally from Apple Creek area and now resides in Wadsworth. Kyle enjoys hunting and working after hours as an electrician, and he is always willing to jump in and help when needed. He also headed down to Florida last year during the Hurricane Irma destruction and helped with that down there. And I believe was on call for this last one, but then they were actually told not to come down, at least not yet. And they mentioned that Kyle is not married, so I don't know if that means he's close to being married or somebody in line or what. So, and we had lunch at Jerry's last week. The other thing I'd like to mention, and I guess we're a little late on this, normally our public power proclamation comes the week of Public Power Week, and so I should have probably read that at our last council meeting, but that was actually the week before Public Power Week, so we kind of just weren't in line with the actual week. So we've had our proclamation on the bulletin board down in the lobby for the past week or so. But I thought I would read that here tonight at our council meeting. I know Mr. Brettinger probably has some other comments, too. For over 100 years now, the citizens of Orville have placed a high value on local control over community services and therefore have chosen to operate a community-owned, locally controlled, not-for-profit electric utility. And as consumers and owners of our electric utility, we have a direct say in utility operations and policies. And whereas Orville Utilities provides our homes, businesses, farms, social services, and local government agencies with reliable, efficient, and cost-effective electricity, employing sound business practices designed to ensure the best possible service at not-for-profit rates. And whereas Orville Utilities is a valuable community asset that contributes substantially to the well-being of local citizens through energy efficiency, customer service, environmental protection, economic development, and safety awareness. And whereas Orville Utilities is a dependable and trustworthy institution whose local operation provides many customer protections and continues to make our community a better place in which to work and live. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Orville Utilities will continue to work to bring lower cost, safe, reliable electricity to community homes and businesses, just as it has since 1917, the year when the utility was created to serve all the citizens of Orville. Now, be it further resolved that our community joins hands with about 2,000 other public power systems in the United States and through consumer-owned ownership ensure cost-cutting service for electricity customers. Therefore, I, David T. Hanwork, Mayor of City of Orville, Ohio, do hereby proclaim the week of October 7th to the 13th, 2018, as Public Power Week in order to honor our Orville Utilities for its contributions to the community and to make its consumer owners, policymakers, and employees more aware of the Orville Utilities' overall contributions to their well-being. And I thank you, and that's all I have.
Thank you. We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Mr. Shute mentioned, the projects are moving along well. The weather's kind of been a thorn in our side over the last week or so, but we are working through that. The Main Street project, the ODOT Main Street project, they are working on finishing the intermediate of the southbound lane. That should be done by the end of this week, weather permitting. They are also doing some catch basin and water valve box outs and installing traffic loops as well. And once they get done with that, they'll loop back around and then do the final overlay on the south end moving north. The OPWC streets, Walnut, Chestnut, and Paradise, Cargo has completed the final overlay on that portion. They still have some basin and water valve box outs to complete, but they do hope to be done this week, again, weather permitting. Finally, hard to believe, but it is leaf pickup season. The leaf pickup season, or schedule, excuse me, citywide leaf pickup begins November 5th on the south end. We always mark the south end as Market Street as being the middle line of that. They will spend 2 weeks, November 5th to the 16th on the south end, and then the 19th through the 30th on the north end. And then the final pass-through will be December 3rd through December 14th. And just a reminder, to avoid placing debris, sticks, brush, bricks, trash, stones, etc. in your pile, as well as avoid placing the pile in the roads as well. Please, if you do, please place it in your tree line. If you do not have a tree line, behind the sidewalk is the appropriate location. And we much appreciate it, and we appreciate everyone's patience as we work through that. Obviously, there are a lot of variables in that as well in regards to how quickly we're able to move along in those on the leaf pickup. So, and that is my report for this evening.
Thank you.
Correct. Mr. Parker.
Will the compost center close once?
You know what? That was in my mention as well. The compost center closes October 31st, and that is the normal time of year. And we do accept leaves there as well. So if you want to get an early jump on it and don't want to wait till that November pickup, then you can actually take your leaves to the compost center in the meantime. Thank you. I meant to mention that.
Thank you, Mr. Parkman.
Last Friday, I was out and about. They did all the final cover on those three streets in one shot. So,
yes, sir.
My appreciation to all the citizens who had the patience with those guys working around it. Pox on the few that don't. And you see some people just, it's one day.
Right.
Please be patient. And the patience, I think they did a tremendous job on how they coordinated those three streets and did that fast that night.
I agree,
and
sir.
I really appreciate that company coming in. Talked to a few of them as well as Dan. It was pretty trick the way they did all that.
We'll definitely pass that on. Appreciate those comments. And also to echo, we definitely appreciate that our residents' patience in those areas as well. I know folks had some issues getting maybe in and out of their house on times and at times, and we do appreciate the understanding.
We were the third community they paved that week.
Wow.
And yep. They told me we were by far the most congenial and very, they did appreciate how we were for the most part. So what I saw, maybe it was just an anomaly, but, squealing tires and all that. And they do appreciate, and they appreciate our patience as well.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask Mr. Wheeler, can you update me on the Dominion Gas Line project?
The Gas Line project is completed, actually. They are scheduled to move to a small stub end of McGill. That is a very small project, which is why I didn't mention it, but and they don't have a timeline for that yet. Okay. As well. So that's the only part, that part is left to do. But as far as the big project on West High Street, that project has been wrapped up, at least in the city limits.
Yeah, I noticed they had the street closed today for quite a bit of the day, that you couldn't get up High Street.
Yeah, I think they were making that final passing.
And they're wrapping up the driveway approaches and stuff. They're replacing and all the sidewalks.
And to be very candid with you, they're doing a great job with that, actually. They're actually going behind as they're doing it, so they're keeping up. That hasn't always been the case, and that was kind of part of our concern with the time of the year that we have, that if they did kind of didn't get to it as quickly as we would hope, then there would be some issues. But they've done a pretty good job of that this time, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah. A lot of new sidewalk on Smucker Street there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it did. And we didn't have to pay for it.
Right.
Anyone else have any comments? Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll move to our utilities director. Mr. Brettinger.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the end of my comments, I do have a brief public power commercial to run. So I'll break it into the comments, and we can reconvene, drop down the slide, take less than a minute there, but it'll piggyback on some of the mayor's comments on Public Power Week. I've got a couple of items I just wanted to go over with you concerning the electric department. And I'm just going to kind of read through this because I have a lot of information to convey. The utility board at their October 8th meeting approved to accept an amended consent agreement and final order with USEPA. If you recall, we went through a rather lengthy a process with our friends in Washington in 2015, and this new agreement is an amendment to that. The mayor signed this agreement on September 28th, and if you recall, I mentioned we were having some reporting issues with the agency, and this amendment corrects those reporting issues on how the coal units' capacity factors are calculated. We were asked to expedite the signing of that document to have that in their hands by the end of September to meet a reporting year for the agency so they could get a check the box on their side. There weren't any material changes from the original order, and we still continue to meet all the obligations from that 2015 agreement. In return for revising the language in the 2015 agreement, and for the federal government to also promote some consistent reporting changes in our pending Ohio operating permit with the Columbus Central Office, we are going to be required to complete another secondary supplemental environmental mitigation project. And this is going to involve upgrading some more street lights and security lights to LEDs. We are going to be required to achieve 300,000 kilowatt hour savings per year and invest $70,000 for materials. And that's going to replace roughly another 500 lights, 500 to 550 remaining street lights and mostly security lights. The work will be completed by September 28, 2020. That's 2 years from last month. This new reporting method will be effective January 1st of 2019 and will continue on going forward. This was a very significant clarification as it allows us the flexibility to operate the coal units during the year to offset these very high transmission costs and other needs that we have, while avoiding the risk of reopening the original settlement and potential imposition of additional requirements. And it also preserves all the original provisions of the original agreement had we forced to take this matter to Washington. The reporting exception that we received for our operations for this year were waived by the regional office. And that probably saved us in the neighborhood of $1.5 to $3 million based on when the peaks occurred this year. Had the EPA forced us to stick to their interpretation and the position, they would have further restricted our operations for 3 months this year, that being in January, August, and September, when four of the five transmission peaks were set. As with the original mitigation project, we will be realizing some benefits from this. This actually has a payback like our original LED conversion had of about 4 to 5 years. And an additional benefit will be our ability to decrease the cost of our security light monthly rental fees in the near future. We work closely with our legal counsel, Doug McWilliams, from Squire Patton Boggs. You may have recalled him from our first adventure that we had with U.S. EPA. And as a result, the board at its last meeting did pass a resolution to purchase the additional LED street lights and security lights. Our law director, Cheryl, did indicate that we did not have to address this amendment with a new or ratified resolution since there weren't any material changes. So the board just went ahead and supported and approved that amendment, and it would be appropriate for City Council to also approve these amendment changes there. So that was kind of a long introduction of that, but I'll take any questions that you may have related to that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, Mr. Berger, so the way we're calculating it today, we're good. And as far as future submittals, you're okay in how
we're calculating. Yes, we were okay with the way it was written.
Well, we were okay. Yes. They weren't okay.
They took a few interpretive liberties.
Okay.
So this was the language that's in there now defines what a calendar year is, and now defines what a mathematical average is.
Okay.
And pretty simple stuff, but.
So as far as our limitations on boiler 10, 11, 12, none of that changes?
None of that changes. We have the same limits, the same emissions, SO2, nitrous oxide limits. This is strictly a reporting methodology. And it basically allows us the flexibility to operate those units in any fashion. We can use up all of our operating parameters in a single month, or we can spread that out over a 12-month period.
Okay.
Their interpretation was putting restrictions on a monthly basis over a calendar year period, and that wasn't how the language was originally drafted, nor how we had originally intended it, but they took some exception to that when we submitted our reports for 2017, when they were reviewing them in the early part of 2018.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I know Cheryl has anything else to add to that one.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rediger.
Well, I will need to have a vote for the record, or at least an acceptance for the record of this amended consent order and final decree.
Okay, Mr. Corcoran.
I move we accept the amended order to the EPA agreement.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Thank you. Hampshire?
Yes.
Espera Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Espera Jr.?
Yes.
Thank you. Under the Water Department, we are continuing our fire hydrant flushing and testing. We have about 450 hydrants to do. We'll be wrapping up that work this week. Customers may experience some cloudiness for a short period of time. Just let the water run for about a minute or so. It'll clear up. It does stir up a little bit of turbulence. We do ask drivers to exercise a little patience and cautions when they go around that fire hydrant flushing. It only takes a minute. But some people do feel the need to drive through that, and they wonder why their cars get all wet. On the High Street Water Main replacement, we did have a pre-construction meeting with the contractor, GE Baker, on October 9th. They are expecting to start work on that project at the end of this month. Work is expected to be substantially completed by the end of February. They are planning on starting at Crown Hill and working east to Main Street. And they wanted us to mention that there will be several hundred yards of dirt that will be good for general fill purposes when they trench that work out. If there's any interest in some of that, just contact Todd Fitty at the Water Department. And by several hundred yards, they told me roughly 2,000 yards of fill dirt. I'll have a couple questions concerning the resolution from the Water Department tonight. And if you would indulge me, I'll do a setup for the short little video clip on Public Power Week. And that will wrap up my comments for tonight.
Thank you.
Want to do that real quick, or do you want to do that at the end, whatever's...
We can go ahead and do it right now.
That'll work. That's great. Okay. Thank you.
You got some spots on the carpet, Mark?
More or less. Mm-hmm. Matter of pushing
buttons.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You guys will have to rotate to the back.
Yeah, I had it in my notes.
Yeah.
I thought someone might actually ask.
I know I did too.
Yeah.
2,000 yards, Mr. Whitman. I know if the sled riding now is a little bit taller
or longer. Just taller and just straight down drop, right?
Give us a black eye. I'm doing the math here, right? Yeah.
They'd be coming from all over for that.
All over.
South.
South of the town.
Mm-hmm. You have comments?
Sean. Yeah.
Did you hear this right here?
Hmm?
You took that right there?
Yeah.
In the good of the order or in my comments?
Okay, I'll mention the good of the order. I'll mess
up. Yep. Okay, here we go. I'll
forget. clap or?
No, she was scared of it. Thinks I'm kind of a tapper.
Yes.
I'm kind of waiting for the popcorn.
All right. Just to echo a couple of comments that the mayor made, that video was made by our national association, American Public Power Association, and what they found in a fairly recent survey is there are a lot less people out there that know what public power is than we think. Now, we've been doing this for a long time, especially in this community. You think everybody knows about public power and some of the differences out there, but we're really finding out that the just the new generation really isn't quite that aware, so we're trying to step up a little our game a little bit to get the information out. As you're aware, Orrville is one of 2011 community-owned non-for-profit utilities. Our residential customers save about $175 a year compared to AEP and First Energy. And nationally, we get the power back on 74 minutes sooner, and we employ over 93,000 people in our industry. We are about locally controlled, reliable, competitive, environmentally responsible electricity that has continued to build our strong community for over 100 years. So I want to thank all of our customer owners and the employees this month and every day. So that's all we have for my report tonight, other than comments for the resolution, Mr. President. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, move to our finance director, Ms. Trimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're in the process of evaluating health insurance options for city employees. We've evaluated several providers. Initial quotes were about 25% higher than our current rates. Through some negotiations, we were able to reduce the overall increase to about 11%. So now we're in the process of exploring various plan designs to try to reduce that overall increase even further. We'll keep council informed during the process. And as you know, that'll be a part of the negotiations with the unions in the coming months. We also have an engagement going on, a three-year engagement with the State of Ohio Auditor's Office for Local Government Services. That agreement right now extends through the 2019 gap conversion. I've been notified by the Auditor's Office that they are anticipating hourly rate increases in 2019. And knowing that's on the horizon, they have offered to allow us to extend our agreement by 1 year at the current rates to allow some time to adjust our budgets for that increase. So as soon as the extension agreement is received and we have a chance to review it, we'll be bringing it to council for your review and approval as well so that we can carry that into 2020. The last item I have, Council, you should have received the August and September fund balance reports for 2018 in your packets. I would just ask for a motion to approve those reports subject to audit.
Mr. Corcoran.
I move we accept those reports subject to audit.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Spiros.
Mr. Senior?
Yes.
Barkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. For my report this evening, I also would like to thank the workers, city workers, and those from the contractors that are working on our streets. It has gone more smoothly than I anticipated, and I really do appreciate that. And I hope the people, the citizens of Orville, and those traveling through appreciate it as well. They have done an excellent job without causing any undue hardship, let's put it that way. Thank you. We have no old business scheduled for this evening. For new business, I'll move to Mr. Larson.
Ordinance H-18. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shoup.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Asparis Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Asparis Sr.
Yes.
Ordinance H-18. An ordinance vacating an alley running north and south parallel to South Main Street between lots 1018 through 1022 and 619 through 623 in the city of Orrville, Ohio.
Thank you. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is pretty straightforward. It's an alley vacation request from the adjacent property owners. I believe there's 10 of them, have signed, so it was unanimously signed. The petition was in order requesting that we vacate it. It is what we refer to as a paper alley. There's not anything there as far as any infrastructure of the city. There are some utilities on the back side, but Mr. Brediger is okay with the vacation request. I'd be glad to answer any questions. As you can see on the map, the south side of this alley was already vacated. I believe it was 88. According to my eyes, that's what it looks like. It was vacated in 1988, so the print is very small.
Any questions? See no questions.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
I move ordinance H-18 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. Resolution 2818. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution 2818, a resolution authorizing the Director of Utilities and or the Public Utilities Board of Control to bid and enter into a contract for the construction of a new high-flow lift station at the wastewater plant and declaring an emergency. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mr. President. I did send out a letter to Council. I just want to highlight some of the information that we provided in there. This project is something that we've been studying for a number of years. It involves the installation of a new high-flow lift or a pumping station to temporarily increase the wastewater treatment plant's capacity from up roughly 86%. We'll be able to treat going from about 11.5 million gallons a day to a little bit over 21 million gallons a day during high flow events, and those are major rain events that I am referring to. This new equipment will reduce backups at the facility and within the city. It'll improve our treatment process. It'll eliminate some older pumps and other systems that we have in the process. We'll have some energy efficiency improvements, and it will also reduce some overflow and bypass situations that we find ourselves in during these rain events, and those are violations of our operating permit. Estimated project cost, the engineering is roughly $59,000, will take roughly 3 to 5 months to complete, about $5,000 for revising and submitting EPA permitting, that will take roughly 1 to 2 months. And the main construction budget of the project itself will be roughly $325,000 and will take us in the neighborhood of 9 to 12 months to complete. The funds for this project have been budgeted for, and we did have those integrated into the five-year rate plan that we've had in place. I did provide a handout to the council members that kind of show the separation and some terminology between Orville sanitary and storm sewer systems. Basically, a lot of the problems that we have in there is the homes that were built prior to 1976 are also tied into our sanitary storm system, and all that water that gets collected on your roof or maybe your perimeter house drains, drains into the wastewater treatment plants, backs it up and creates some overflow and slowdown of process systems. All the homes built after that by code go into the storm system, which is where the road collects all that materials and goes into area creeks and things along that line. This process or this project is a lot more cost-effective option as opposed to going back to all those homeowners and have them require making those plumbing upgrades, which could cost several thousands of dollars. The utility board did approve this at the October 18th meeting, and this does not have to be approved tonight. And I'll take any questions that anybody has concerning this.
Mr. Corcoran.
We don't put this flyer out with the billing?
We do. We send that out a couple times a year. Usually in the springtime before it starts raining again, it goes out as a bill stuffer. It's also on our website, but you know, we do provide this out. We get questions on why does this happen and you know, whose problem is it, you know, things along that line. And, you know, the past handful of years, we've been, it seems like when we get into some major rainfall events, they are pretty significant. It comes down in inches, and not only is our plant, but most wastewater treatment plants, when you get those 2-3-4-inch rainfall events, they are all bypassing in some mode or another. We have never been fined by the agency on that. We do have to report to the agency, but generally we're reporting, and everybody else that's in that region is also reporting to the agency that our systems are taxed beyond what they're normally designed for. So this will not eliminate everything, but it will greatly reduce the number of backups that we have in some more troublesome areas throughout town.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Berger, I'm not real familiar with these pump systems. Can you describe this? Is this a below the ground, above the ground?
This is all below the ground.
All below the ground. Yeah, okay, so yeah. No noise to neighbors.
No noise. Yeah, this is all at the wastewater treatment plant. That's already
far out,
back off the road. Yeah, most people don't even realize most of that facility is there beyond the office building that sits right off of Main Street. Okay. There's nothing else back there except woods.
Okay.
Woods and creek and...
Okay, and I noticed you mentioned split funding between this year and next year, so you're okay with the financing of this as far as current revenue in the budget?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, we had planned on spending some engineering dollars in 2018, and the bulk of this cost is in our 2019 budget.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Carpenter.
Espiros Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I move resolution 2818 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Carpenter.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Despair Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Despair Jr.?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That completes our new business for this evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? Yes, sir, Mr. Wheeler.
Just a reminder, Mr. President, trick-or-treat, the citywide trick-or-treat is October 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. If you would like to participate, please just turn your porch light on and be cautious of little ones running around and out and about that evening, please.
Thank you. Anyone else? One item left. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Shute.
Spear Sr.
Yes.
Corkman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shute.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Spears Jr.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
All right.
What, the Macy's date last night?
No.
I heard it was entertaining.
Quite entertaining.
Trying to avoid all that as much as possible.
Yeah.
So I have to show up for the poll.
I've seen a good summary on History 1. I'll send that. It was from the plane dealer, so it was a little left-leaning, but it was it kind of gave some pretty good points.
We had spoke to our Sunday school coach yesterday about that. They said that all of the major players